This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
You know what it is, the Friday morning good time edition of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Hope you're having a great morning, speeding towards weekend. We're going to help you get there. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger, coming up in her final hour. Oh, we are all over week one in the National Football League, starting with last night's wild season opener between the Cowboys and the world champion Eagles. In 20 minutes, we will fire up our favorite plays of the week as we pick six, and then we wrap things up with a ton of plays and the Dongster at 8:40. Also, welcome to our audience on Stadium. You can stream the final hour of our show. Easy to do. Just go to ValleySportsLive.com or fire up the Valley Sports Live app. We delve right into it. Last night's season opener, week one NFL, the world champion Eagles edging the Cowboys 24-20. The Cowboys cover with the number sitting at 8 and hook. That was 8 by kickoff. Eagles minus 450, total set at 47 and a hook. Such a bad beat on the under. We'll talk about that as well. But first, this is what went down. All of the action, well, a lot of the action happened before the first snap of the game when Jalen Carter decided, you know what I'll do? I'll just spit on Dak Prescott.
Here he goes. He walks there in front of Dak Prescott. Did he spit? Did he spit on him? I think he did. There you go. There you go. And the official was right there to throw the flag.
Mike Tirico, mystified on NBC. Huge break for Dallas. They adjusted immediately because Carter is such a force on the defensive line. Fortunately for Philly, they still have their Super Bowl MVP on offense.
Second and goal. Hurts again the tie. Now Chase. Now taken off to the pylon. Got there!
Once again, call courtesy of NBC. Hurts, 62 yards, two scores on the ground, 19 of 23 for 152 yards in the air. The Cowboys actually lead this game 17-14 late in the second quarter, but then Saquon gets his.
And they run Barkley inside. Saquon, touchdown! Philadelphia on top.
Saquon, 18 carries, 60 yards and a touchdown. Then we get a 65-minute rain delay in the third quarter because of lightning in the area. Eagles get a field goal from Jake Elliott. They stop a late Dallas drive on a fourth down with Dak Prescott trying to lead the Cowboys back. Instead, it's the Eagles getting the dub in a game that ends at 12:18 a.m. So if you're up early like us, you're probably a little tired this morning if you watch the end of that game. And I still can't believe what I saw, which is starting off the year with a spit from Jalen Carter after the NFL said we are going to highlight and reinforce sportsmanship this season. Not last night.
This game had it all, did it not? Like, it had everything we could have hoped for in a season opener. We had drama before, you know, the whistle even blew. We had, you know, two rivals going head-to-head. We had the Cowboys actually showing some signs of life. I understand that the public was super heavy on the Eagles laying 8.5, but this is an important lesson to learn for betting that goes into the weekend. When it's division rivals, when it's a team where the narrative has been down on them all offseason long, sometimes the hype gets out of control, and sometimes these numbers just get too high. So buyer beware on some of these massive spreads, because although the Eagles still looked very dominant and they won this game, they didn't win it convincingly. Like, it wasn't a blowout in this game by any stretch of the imagination.
No, not even close. Dallas looked pretty good, did they not? They didn't blow the doors off what we thought we were going to see, but this was a team going in. We just didn't know what to expect from Dallas. I think that was the big question mark, which is why we saw this number go from 6.5 to 8.5, and then we saw some buyback. It was sitting at 8 at a lot of spots at game time. But ultimately, this is when you have to be careful about division matchups and also getting caught up in narratives and getting caught up in headlines, which is, you know, the whole Jerry Jones and Micah Parsons thing. It's a real thing for sure, but you never know how that's going to affect a locker room. I think ultimately it comes back to Occam's razor, right? The simplest explanation is often the best explanation. And we are talking about still a solid Cowboys team taking on a divisional team, a divisional rival in the Eagles. 8.5 just seemed way too big, and that ended up being the case.
Yeah, it's very easy to say now, though. Like, it feels like everybody and their mom were on the Eagles here. I do wonder how this game would have gone if Jalen Carter would have actually played in it. But here's another point. It felt like Jalen Hurts was almost perfect for most of this game, and they still didn't blow him out. Because that's the thing. Like, Jalen Hurts looked like he did not miss a beat during the offseason. He started this game 6 of 6. He ran for 2 touchdowns. So if anybody can look at Jalen Hurts and be like, oh, maybe he's a little rusty, maybe he's, you know, not quite as motivated after winning a Super Bowl, he certainly had some pep in his step. And of course, it's very easy to do when Michael Jordan is watching. Apparently, those two are friends. He even did like the shrug celebration after one of the touchdowns that he ran for. So the Eagles do look good, but I think the bigger lesson is the Cowboys don't look that bad.
No, they don't. And when you're talking about arguably the most competitive division in the National Football League, or certainly up there, we're not talking about the NFC South here, then those divisional games are going to be tough. So if you're the Eagles or the Commanders, you're the top two teams in the division, supposedly, at least according to the odds, let's not just assume Dallas is going to be an easy out. We saw last night they will not be, and that locker room is absolutely galvanized, at least more so than I thought after the loss of Micah Parsons. They'll lose some games, but still a ton of talent on that offense in particular. Also, I'm very curious to see what's going to happen with Jalen Carter, because we touched on it a little bit, and the video was being shared last night online, which is the NFL sent out a video to teams for players to watch during the offseason. We don't need to do this. We don't need to do this. There's no need to stand over an opponent after you tackle him. There's no reason to slash your throat or to pretend to shoot a gun. We believe in sportsmanship in the NFL. They made it a point to reinforce this, along with saying here are other rules that are going to be enforced this season. Happens every year, but this was something the NFL highlighted. So I think that's what makes what happened in this game so egregious, is that the NFL put a lot of effort and a lot of time into saying, we will focus, the referees will focus on you if you aren't acting in a sportsmanlike manner, if you're acting in a way that disrespects another player or disrespects the game. And so after all of that, right in front of an official, like, that's the thing too. The official's right there. Like, and now we have cameras everywhere. Even if the NFL had missed that, there'd be like someone on his phone in like the front row sending it to the NFL or something. You're not going to get away with this. It was just such a stupid move from Jalen Carter, and he will be punished.
Yeah, we caught it in 4K. Like, that's the problem these days, is all of the cameras are going to catch everything. And I was thinking to myself, okay, what if this suspension, you know, goes for a game? Who's next on the schedule for the Eagles? Oh, they go on the road to the Chiefs.
Fun.
So, not the best game to be missing Jalen Carter, if that happens to be the case. But I will say they do have 10 days, or was it 9 days? Next Sunday. So, at least, you know, they have some time to prepare and get ready for the Chiefs, who will be coming off a trip to Brazil. So, from a rest standpoint, the Eagles should have the advantage in that one, but the Chiefs are playing at home, and Jalen Carter could be missing that game.
Yeah, he absolutely could. So I think the NFL will do its best to make an example of him. Like, the NFL loves doing this. There's no way they're going to let this slide and say, all right, $5,000 fine. Don't you do that again. You know what they'll do. They'll throw a big fine his way, and then they'll probably suspend him for a game. I don't know. I'm just speculating here. But I would be stunned if Roger Goodell didn't do something to sort of set the standard. You know what I mean?
I would think so, like, if logic prevails. But
yeah.
I feel like it's usually the NFL's wheel of punishment, where I feel like this goes back, like, the last 5 years, where you never know what you're going to get. It's like, oh, you smoked weed? You're banned for life. You've been smoking weed all the time. We do not stand for this. Oh, you hit your wife? Two games.
Yeah. Well.
So, I don't know. The precedent has not been great in the NFL for trying to predict punishments, but I do think you're right. Since they have taken a stand against bad sportsmanship, maybe we will see a heavier hand for Jalen Carter.
Well, what do you think about tonight's game? We get NFL football tonight.
Yeah.
Great time of year. Kind of just... yeah. Didn't sound great. And I'm just so glad football is back. It's so good to be able to talk about football on a Friday. We just sprinkle everything in. Tonight we get Chiefs and Chargers. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is going to be a good one.
Yeah.
Out West, Chiefs are laying 3. They're minus 175 on the money line. If you like the Chargers outright, they're plus 145. Your total is 46 and a hook at BetMGM. Make it legendary. Chelsea, give me a winner here.
I know the Chiefs deserve their respect, and they certainly have, you know, a lot of good pieces. Obviously, Patrick Mahomes. I am not, you know, trying to move the goalpost here and say, oh, Patrick Mahomes, he's a game manager. I'm not saying that. I am saying look at this matchup and look at the fact that the Chargers have played the Chiefs very closely over the past 10 tries. In fact, there's only 2 blowouts. In the last 10 matchups between the Chargers and the Chiefs, there's only 2 blowouts, and the Chargers actually won one of those games.
Mm-hmm.
So the Chargers 6-3-1 against the number in their last 10 tries against the Chiefs. So many of these games have been one-score games. In fact, if you look at the last 5, the Chiefs won at 19-17. Chiefs won at 17-10, 13-12. And then the one blowout, the Chiefs won 31-17 back in October of 2023. So I think it's one of those things where it's a divisional matchup. We saw this last night between the Cowboys and the Eagles. The Eagles just won the Super Bowl in convincing fashion. Jalen Hurts looked amazing, but yet they did not cover an 8.5-point spread. I understand the spread in this one is only 3, but it feels like, especially when you go on the road to Brazil, where there are a lot of unknowns, who knows what the field conditions are going to be. I do think I'd take the points with the Chargers here.
I don't know. I think the Rashawn Slater injury for the Chargers is going to be massive because, A, he's one of the best tackles in the game. You know, he signs that deal and then out for the season, so you feel really bad for him. But also for a team that really loves to run the ball like the Chargers do. I mean, that's Jim Harbaugh's MO. I know he has Justin Herbert at quarterback, and they have talent, but they want to establish the run. That's what Jim Harbaugh teams do. And so when you have a guy like that out of your lineup, I think that really weakens them in a significant way that maybe wouldn't affect other teams that are more inclined to pass the ball. But I do think it's going to be interesting, regardless of how you feel about a side or another, about how the Chiefs look in their first game since the Super Bowl, right? Aren't we all kind of curious, like, how they're going to respond? Because it was such a beatdown. When's the last time you saw the Chiefs just get beat down by someone? Because last year they were escaping by the skin of their teeth, kind of winning games, but just barely. You know, I think they were something stupid in one-score games, like 10-0 or something ridiculous that is hard to replicate. So when you take a team that is still very, very good on paper, when you have a Hall of Fame quarterback in Patrick Mahomes and a Hall of Fame tight end in Travis Kelce and a Hall of Fame head coach in Andy Reid, guys who don't want to go out like that, you know they put in the work in the offseason to say, just you wait. We're not done yet. Travis Kelce lost what? Like 25 pounds? He's slimmer than he has been in a long time. Changed his workout routine. Patrick Mahomes has talked about how motivated he's been. So I am not going to sleep on the Chiefs just because of a bad game and the biggest game on the planet. I think they could come out tonight and try to make a statement. Being overseas makes it a little different or in a different country, but ultimately, I think I might lean Chiefs minus 3. I also feel like that's such a public play, but I think I'd lean Kansas City.
Well, counterpoint would be, during all these games where the Chargers have played the Chiefs very closely, Those are years in which the Chiefs have won the Super Bowl. So it's not that I am sleeping on the Chiefs. It's the fact that, you know, these two teams just play each other closely. That's kind of how it goes. And even look at last night's matchup and you say, okay, you know, the Cowboys are missing Micah Parsons now. That is a huge hole in their defense to fill. And still, you know, that game was just close down the stretch. So it's more of that than anything. Speaking of Travis Kelce, you can get a pretty good price on his anytime touchdown. +160. I remember the days when Travis Kelce was in the -175 range for an anytime touchdown. Mm-hmm. I do think that we still see that connection between Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, especially in the red zone. If Travis Kelce is going to be a little faster, he has never been easy to defend in the red zone. So I think +160 is a very good price for him to score a touchdown.
Ooh, it really is. Also, we have some time here. We played this way early this morning. We got to play it again. So this is a couple days ago. This is Travis Kelce making fun of Patrick Mahomes' voice in a press conference. Double D.
We've had a plan for this all summer long, and now we're just ready to play football again.
And Travis, what was last night like at the airport?
Oh, man, it was crazy. It was a lot of fun seeing all the fans there. And
he had that one coming for telling everybody I didn't know where Brazil was on the map.
I got to say, Travis Kelce been showing off the comedy chops. He was in Happy Gilmore, too. That was hilarious.
Yeah, he's been working on the acting. It's nice to see he hasn't gone full corporate. He can still joke around at least a little bit.
Yeah, I like that. And I like kind of just a peek into the inside of that relationship where they can rib each other and it's all in good fun. So good on those guys. We'll see what happens tonight in Brazil. Coming up next, we've done the research. Now it's time to let it rip. Our favorite plays of the week in our Pick 6 segment. It's a Football Friday on the Daily Tip on I Bet MGM Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Network. It is a Football Friday, the Friday morning good time edition of the Daily Tip on a BetMGM Network. The crew is here getting ready to hand out some plays. Double D. Here we go. Coming up on the show, we're each going to hand out our favorite three plays of the week in a segment we like to call Pick 6. Denton is back. He got his coffee from the break room. Made a la Roger. Ready to go. I don't know if you saw this. I know we've already talked about college football, but I absolutely love this story. So the Idaho Vandals are having their home opener this week against St. Thomas, which I think is a school from Minnesota. But to celebrate this, college football uniforms can be great sometimes. The Idaho Vandals, and we know Idaho is known for their famous Idaho potatoes, right? On the side of their helmets, they're wearing special jerseys and helmets, and the side of the Idaho helmets will say, Fightin' Taters. And, even better, Big Spud. Have you heard of Big Spud? I had not. It's the Big Idaho Potato Truck will also be there. It's like, imagine the Wienermobile, but for potatoes. It's 70 feet long. It's massive. And they have a huge potato on the back. The tater weight is 4 tons. Everyone always asks, I can't believe I researched this, is that potato real? It's not. It's not. In fact, on the website, it says it would take 7,000 years to grow a tater this big. It would serve 20,217 servings of mashed potatoes. But the Fighting Taters, looking for a dub this weekend. This is one of the great things about college football.
Ah, yes. This and, like, the Pop-Tarts Bowl. Like, the Pop-Tarts, I think, are, like, the number one food of college football right now. Potatoes, of course, with their history with Idaho. That's there in the power rankings. Trying to think of some more. Maybe, like, the Duke's Mayo Bowl.
Oh.
Mayo, if you count that as, like, food. It's got a lot of nonsense in it. I'm not a huge mayo person. I feel like mayo is very divisive. You either love it or you hate it. And I'm team hate.
I love mayo. Now, I'll put mayonnaise on a lot of things. I will also say at the same time, like, the worst celebration in college football might be having a big bucket of mayo poured all over you if you win. Like, I love mayonnaise, but I'm not going to be like, amazing. I'm like, don't pour a condiment on me, please. Don't pour any condiment at all.
It's never great when the celebration for winning a bowl game is the same thing as what you do to kids with lice. Like, don't you do that to kids with lice?
Oh, God,
you put mayo
about
in their hair?
Oh, that's old school. You know what? Do we have any pharmaceuticals available? We do, but if you'll just grab some Hellman's or some Duke's and just wipe it on there, we'll be fine. By the way,
that's the premier treatment, is it not?
It is?
I've never heard of any, like, medication. It's always like, hey, just put mayonnaise in your hair.
They have,
like,
to be.
Maybe we've made advancements, because I have not been delving into, like, lice lately.
I think there's specialized shampoo.
There has to be.
As my days as a camp counselor told me, because we constantly had lice outbreaks at summer camp. There were shampoos. Fun. There's also a very nice medical device, not so much for women, but for men, called clippers. Lice are gone. Cut all the hair off.
I was like, there's got to be some besides mayonnaise. It's like, hey, I'm not feeling well, I got the flu. Well, it's a bloodletting for you then, sir. It's like, you don't have anything a little more recent than that, please? Nah, we'll just bleed you out and get it all out of you. Like, okay. Doesn't sound good.
Well, it's probably just because a lot of people have mayo on hand. Like, a lot of people probably already have this at their house. So, like, if you have lice, you want to get rid of it ASAP. So, a lot of people probably just do it for that reason.
Nah, that's true. Also, I have to say, it's true. When I worked in Idaho and I drove there from Texas with my stepfather, and we were in Idaho and we were hungry and we're driving on some random road, and there was a random side of the road cafe, and I was like, Idaho potatoes, huh? So we went inside, saw a hole in the wall, and we ordered French fries and burger, whatever. And I will say, the best damn French fries I've ever had in my life. I was like, I don't believe it. These potatoes are the real deal. So, Fighting Taters this weekend. Hopefully, no mayonnaise needed for anything. Well, we got that out of the way. So, now it's time to fire up our favorite plays of the weekend.
Pick six.
Pick six. Chelsea, you have the floor. What do you have?
Yeah. All right. So, let's start in the NFL. I'll be taking the Steelers on the money line over the Jets. I think this is going to be a low-scoring affair, so I'm just going to play it safe with the money line here. But we have seen the Steelers be good in season openers. Mike Tomlin, 11-6-1 in season openers, I believe. And then you look at the Jets, who are breaking in a new head coach, and they just lost their best offensive lineman in Elijah Vera Tucker. I don't think that bodes well going against this defensive line of the Steelers. If you can be, you know, two-dimensional, maybe you have a chance against the Steelers' defense, but when it's Justin Fields who's going to be running wild and maybe not being that effective at throwing the ball, I think I'm going to lean on the Steelers here. And plus, if it's a close game, I know this is very in the weeds, but I was looking at the kickers. And the best kicker in this matchup is first-team All-Pro Chris Boswell of the Steelers, who was angling for a new deal during training camp, and for good reason. He was really good last year. Meanwhile, for the Jets, they've got Greg the Leg Zuerlein, who has had some great seasons in the NFL, but last year was not one of them. Only a 1 of 4 from 40 to 49, and only 4 of 6 from 30 to 39 yards. So if it comes down to a field goal, I will be trusting the Steelers, and I'll be trusting the more veteran head coach. Let's go Steelers on the money line.
All right. I think I'm going to be on the opposite side here. I'm not going to bet it, but I kind of like the Jets if you can get a three. If you look around, you can get the Jets in some places. I just kind of think that maybe the Steelers are a touch overvalued in this spot because of Aaron Rodgers, but the Jets' defense is really good. Regardless, Chelsea, good luck to you. One Eastern kickoff on Sunday at MetLife Stadium.
Pick six.
Pick six.
Let's turn to college ranks. How about this? Navy, minus 21, hosting UAB. I'm going to give Double D some credit here because before the season, he was saying, watch out for Navy. Watch out for Navy. They get everyone back. They have Blake Horvath at quarterback. Watch out for that new age, that newfangled triple option. They've been running forever. They've added some wrinkles. Navy went 10-3 last season. They're coming off a 52-7 donkey stomping of VMI last week. I just don't believe in the Blazers. They might score a little bit because Navy does have some weakness on the offensive line, and maybe because of that, the Blazers can have a back-and-forth game. They do have some offense. But ultimately, this is a UAB team. By the way, coached by Trent Dilfer, former NFL quarterback. I don't know if that helps or hurts. But this is a Blazers team that played Alabama State last week, and they gave up 514 yards to the Hornets. What do you think Navy is going to do? Double D was right. This team, this midshipman team, has an outside chance, actually a pretty decent chance, of making the college football playoff. I think they make a statement tomorrow in Annapolis. It was sitting at 21 and 0. We've seen a touch of money coming on UAB. Fine with me. Give me the midshipman minus 21.
Ah, minus 21. All right. The college slate, not as great this week, but still some games to bet on if you want to watch that one. 3:30 Eastern kick on Saturday in Annapolis.
Pick six.
Pick six.
All right, back to the NFL we go, and let's go to the NFC North. I'm going to be taking the Packers at home, laying two against the Lions. In this one, I think the loss of both their coordinators for Detroit is going to be a big difference maker in this one, at least early on in the season. And plus, the Packers have been an outstanding at home in season openers. In fact, they have won 12 straight home openers. So they are very good at starting the season on a hot note. Also, this is less about Micah Parsons and more about the team in general. I just think the Packers at home here have the edge with Jordan Love. And again, the Lions having to work through some things now that they lost Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn. So I think in this battle of two NFC North juggernauts, I'm going to go with the Packers here laying two. Maybe it's a close game down the stretch, but I'm going to trust the team that's been great in season home openers.
It's going to be a great game. Lions and Packers, 4:25 in the East at Lambeau Field.
Pick six.
Pick six.
Am I really betting on the Jacksonville Jaguars? Yes. Yes, I am. I don't think anyone on this show but me likes this pick. That's okay. I'm going with it. Jags, minus three at minus 125, hosting the Panthers. Do I expect the Panthers to be improved this season? Yeah, I'm rooting for Bryce Young. Now he's 3 feet tall, very short, but he's very good at the end of last season. Hope he comes along. Hope he becomes that franchise quarterback that Carolina wants him to be. At the same time, I think this is going to be a huge step up for Trevor Lawrence in that Jacksonville offense. I think Liam Cohen makes a huge difference. We saw what he did with Baker Mayfield down in Tampa. And the Jags also are poised to have another playmaker. When you talk about Travis Hunter, drafting him, he's going to play on both sides of the ball, but they have been working him into the offense. And let's not forget about Brian Thomas Jr., who had a remarkable season last year. Kind of got, for some reason, I don't know if it's Malik Nabers or some of the other rookies that stood out, but don't forget that BTJ can absolutely play, and so Lawrence has more weapons than you might think on that Jacksonville offense. I think it's going to be enough with Jacksonville playing at home to get the dub here, or at least cover the three. Worst case, maybe you get a push here, but I'm going to go Jacksonville minus three, taking on Carolina.
Duval. Where's that hotkey? All right, so this one is not high on my watchability rankings, but if you do want to watch it, it's a 1 Eastern kick on Sunday in Jacksonville.
Pick six.
Pick six.
All right, how about a total to add to the card in the NFL? I'm going to go Texans Rams under 43.5. And this is based on the fact that I think both these offensive lines are going to struggle to protect their quarterbacks. We saw this last year with the Texans. C.J. Stroud was sacked the second most of any quarterback in the NFL. Then you look at Matt Stafford, who feels like he is, been taped together with scotch tape and maybe a little Gorilla Glue. He is dealing with all sorts of back issues. He is getting epidurals. And when you see that, you're going to take advantage of that. And you're going to really, put the pressure on him knowing that he is not 100% healthy. And then for C.J. Stroud, who's already behind a makeshift offensive line, he has to go against Jared Verse, who is the reigning rookie defensive player of the year. This Rams pass rush, I feel like, is better than people expected last year. They are very young. They are very hungry. So I think that we get a steady diet of third downs that are not completed and a bunch of punts in this one. So under 43.5 is the play between the Texans and the Rams.
Chelsea, I like that quite a bit. I'm curious about Matthew Stafford as well. Like, is he going to be okay? Because it's one thing to be banged up, which he has been for the majority of his career. But I feel like even for him, he's received a lot more treatment than we normally see. And we haven't played a game yet.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Like, I think he's one of the toughest guys in the NFL. But again, like, it's just going to be tough, especially the first game of the season, and he's not getting any younger.
No, he's not. This could be, there's a lot of speculation, too. This could be it for him in the NFL. I hope he's healthy. Want to see him go out on a right note. It is a 4:25 kickoff in the East at SoFi Stadium.
Pick six.
Pick six.
Oh, man. Am I betting on some garbage teams or what this weekend? Browns. +5.5 at the Bengals. Look, this is a divisional showdown. So you get a divisional dog. And I think Cleveland is the play here. Look, you've got Joe Flacco at quarterback, right? And that doesn't inspire a lot of confidence, doesn't turn a lot of heads. You can talk about Shadur and Dylan Gabriel all you want. But ultimately, you have the Browns who know the Bengals very well, and I'm not quite sure how much I believe in the Bengals' defense. Joe Flacco is going to get his, but also he's going to be harassed. We saw that during the preseason when the Browns decided, okay, let's play our starters and let's try and get rid of these slow starts, which we've experienced in previous years. And I mean, the Commanders treated him like a rag doll in their preseason game. I think Myles Garrett is going to get after Joe Flacco, put some pressure on him. And then conversely, like I was saying, the Bengals defense, how good is it? It wasn't good last year with Trey Hendrickson. And yeah, he's back, but I don't think it really makes a difference. And they've made some moves in the draft to try and address that. But I think it's going to take a few games at least to see any sort of improvement. So until I see it, I think in a divisional game, you go with a team getting this many points. It's kind of like how I felt about the Eagles and the Cowboys, and certainly the Cowboys are better than the Browns. But in this division, I will gladly take the Browns 5.5, taking on the Bengals.
Well, especially since Joe Burrow is famously bad against the Browns.
Yeah.
He's 3-5, straight up. And that's not even talking about the points. And think about these Browns teams over the last few years where this record was compiled. These were not good teams. So you can look at the Bengals and say, oh, this is a better team. But 5.5 is a lot of points. And we will see if the Bengals can finally be good in a season opener, because we know it's not been the case.
No, it is not. Game in Cleveland on Sunday at 1 o'clock. Man, look at this. How good does it feel to have pick six back in the rundown? We've done college. We've done the NFL. And yet, we're not done because we still have our favorite plays on the card coming up for you. We'll talk to the Donkster. We'll find out what's coming up next on Bet Sweats. We're going to finish strong here in the show. It is the Daily Tip on a BetMGM Network. Stay right there. We're coming back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
On the BetMGM Network, we are live on a Football Friday, getting you ready for the weekend, and we're ready to go. Great to have you all with us, the whole crew here. Week one of the NFL underway last night. Man, look at this card, shaping up real nice. Before we get to it, did you see the kid? You're a parent, Chelsea. Did you see the kid in Jacksonville? I'm betting on Jacksonville. I'll talk about that in a second. The kid in Jacksonville who woke up early, 5-year-old kid, lives near a Chick-fil-A. His parents are asleep. He gets up. He's hungry for some Chick-fil-A. So he sneaks out of the house. He slips through a fence, walks into the local Chick-fil-A. He knows how to get there because his parents have driven there before or walked there before. He walks up to the counter, makes an order. And the people are like, okay, let's sit this guy down. Let's get him a breakfast sandwich, and we'll sit down with him. They call the police. The police sit down with him, trying to figure out where he came from. And he says, am I going to get arrested? I'm like, no, you're going to be fine. So they finally drove around the neighborhood until the kid picked out his house and said, oh, that's where I live. And so then they went up to the door, woke up the parents who were still asleep, and said, hey, your kid was sitting at Chick-fil-A eating a sandwich. Might want to keep an eye on him. But people love their Chick-fil-A, even if you're 5.
I feel like there's a lot of red flags in this story. Like, if he's 5, how's he getting out of the house? Where is he getting money? And although I do respect the independence, because listen, my daughter won't even go upstairs by herself. Like, she's like, what if somebody's up there? So, Blake, nobody's upstairs. It's the middle of the day. The doors are locked. But if I'm a parent and you wake up and your kid's not there, that has to be the ultimate feeling of panic. So I know this is like a light, funny story to most people. But like, if you're a parent and your 5-year-old is not in your house, I don't know. Yeah. I feel like I'm doing some reevaluation of my parenting decisions.
I know. It's funny now because it's over and the kid's okay. But I'm like, also, you were sleeping. Your kid was walking down the street going to Chick-fil-A. I mean, I respect, you know, the dedication to Chick-fil-A, but also might want to keep an eye on your kid. Here's something to keep an eye on. Oh, the lineup here at BetMGM. A winning football Sunday starts right here on the BetMGM Network. Wake up with BetMGM Game Day. Joe O, Kate Constable, and Jason Lockenfora will set the stage for you from 8 to 11 in the East. Then at You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff featuring Nick Costas and Sammy P getting you ready for every game. Line movement, props, fantasy, we've got you covered right here on the BetMGM Network. And now, what do we got? Oh, we got our plays, but also I want to remind you, coming up on Bet Sweats, Joe O, Sammy P, they're going to recap Spitgate last night, Eagles and Cowboys, also going to hand out their favorite plays in college football and the NFL. Kelly in Vegas will be along at 11 o'clock, but before that, now we got to hand out our favorite plays of the weekend.
Time to place your bets.
Elsa, we will start with you. What's the play?
All right, play of the day is going to be a prop in the National Football League. I'm going to go with Colts quarterback Daniel Jones over his rushing attempt prop of 5.5 for -140. This is more what I expect from the play calling. And we know that the head coach of the Colts, Shane Steichen, was the offensive coordinator for the Eagles and had Jalen Hurts at his disposal. So I think the fact that Daniel Jones is an underrated running quarterback, he is going to use this to his advantage against the Dolphins this weekend because Daniel Jones is low-key fast. He's been clocked at over 20 miles an hour in practice when he's running the football. So 5.5 feels like a very gettable number. I was looking at Anthony Richardson last year for the Colts because I understand they're different quarterbacks, but you can kind of tell where the play calling lies. Anthony Richardson went over this number in 9 of 11 games. In fact, in some of these games, he had double-digit rush attempts, and I understand he is a much worse passer than Daniel Jones, but I still think that this is too good of an aspect of Daniel Jones' game to leave on the table. So let's go over 5.5 rush attempts for Daniel Jones this weekend for the Colts against the Dolphins.
Okay. I decided to load up and take the advice of Double D's. Like, if you win, you'll be a hero. If you lose, who cares? Let's go. So I got a little bit of everything here. I'm going to start with some baseball plays. Baseball play of the day, Braves first five money line, minus 140. Braves hosting the Mariners. Logan Gilbert going up against Chris Sale. Chris Sale came back from injury and looked awesome. One run over six innings against the Phillies. That means he has not given up more than a single run in seven consecutive starts. Mariners can hit. I don't think they hit Chris Sale. And Logan Gilbert, he's been really good at home, not good on the road this season. 1-4, a 5.80 ERA. Also, Seattle does struggle on the road, just 32-40 this season. I'm going to play the Braves early in this one. Braves first five behind Chris Sale on the money line at minus 140.
Ooh, I'm thinking that I should add things as we speak because I was thinking about adding Spencer Rattler under his passing yardage prop. I don't know where 193.5 came from. That feels very high to me. But I don't have it locked and loaded, so we won't do that. All right, next up, instead, we are going to do a little same-game parlay that has some correlated action. So for me in the Titans game, going to go with Calvin Ridley, wide receiver number one for the Titans, 3+ catches and 25+ receiving yards. It feels like a very low number, and you can get it for minus 145. So I think that we have seen this early in the preseason, that Cam Ward wants to throw to Calvin Ridley. The only reason I'm not taking his normal prop is because the Broncos secondary is very good, and I think Sean Payton is going to get some steady pressure on Cam Ward. But listen, even if we get this in garbage time, I think Calvin Ridley is still going to be heavily involved in the game plan. So 3+ catches, 25+ receiving yards, minus 145. I feel like that is a solid play as well.
All right, good luck on those plays. Let's go back to the diamond before we delve into football. Red Sox, D-backs, over 8. I'm playing it down from 8 and a hook, going over 8, minus 155, whatever. Peyton Tolley going for the Red Sox. The Rook made his debut last week against the Pirates. Really good. 2 runs over 5 1/3 innings. He's facing Eduardo Rodriguez. Oh, we always fade E-Rod on this show. So Tolley has a lot of good stuff. At the same time, this D-backs lineup can still hit and rake, despite the fact that they were sellers at the trade deadline. And E-Rod at home has been sort of a disaster. An ERA of 5.69. When you look at over teams in baseball, Boston, the 9th best team to the over. Arizona is 11th. And again, this is a hitter's park. So let's go over 8, minus 155. College football, Navy. The midshipman just up the road to one of my favorite places, Annapolis, laying 21 against UAB. This has come down from Navy minus 21 and a hook. So a little bit of Blazers money coming in. Well, that's just fine with me. I don't care. This triple option, a nuanced triple option, a new age triple option, has just been running roughshod over people. Navy went 10-3 last year, coming off a win over VMI in the season opener, 52-7. And the Blazers, are they going to be able to stop Navy? I don't think so. Coached by Trent Dilfer, NFL experience, but this Blazers team gave up 514 yards to Alabama State last week. Give me Navy minus 3 touchdowns in Annapolis. Jags minus 3 against the Panthers. I talked about it. I hope Bryce Young does well this year, but I am backing Trevor Lawrence and Liam Cohen and how much they have worked together in a really cohesive manner during the offseason. Liam Cohen is responsible for Baker Mayfield's career year in Tampa. That's the reason why he was brought into Jacksonville. This is a home game. Two bad defenses, but Trevor Lawrence has the advantage offensively with his weapons. And I'm not just talking about Travis Hunter, who will play some offensively, but don't forget about Brian Thomas Jr. Trevor Lawrence will look good this weekend. The Jags cover the number. Jags minus 3 at home in Jacksonville. And finally, Titans team total, I'm going to play this up to 17.5. I look for a 17, not out there. Minus 155 against the Broncos. I mean, this is Cam Ward's debut. Is he going to get more than 17 against this Denver defense? I don't think so. A Denver defense, top 10 in the NFL last year. Nick Bonito just signed. They added Talanoga Hufanga Also, Dre Greenlaw, who may or may not play. I don't think it's going to matter because this Broncos defense is going to feast on a rookie who has to go into a really difficult place this weekend to play. Titans team total under 17 and a half. Woo! A lot of bets on the card, but that's what a Football Friday is for.
I like how you're fading both me and my husband's favorite team. Like, the entire Buchanan household is being faded, both the Panthers and the Titans.
It's not personal. Well, you know what? Listen, if I win, I'll be happy. If I lose, I'll be like, well, at least Chelsea and Jake are happy this weekend. So it's a win-win for the show. Mm-hmm. How about that? All right, we got to get the Donkster in here, and then we'll talk to Joe. Oh, Donkster, what's going on?
Guess what?
What?
I wrote a poem about week one in the NFL.
Okay. Let's hear it. I love how the Donkster isn't on the screen, by the way. It's just me talking. Okay, fair enough. Here's a poem from the Donkster. All right.
My body anticipates the snap of the ball. I see Scott Hinton and I'm so turned on. Week one has arrived. I can't get enough. Oh, I just got flagged for an illegal touch.
Donkster, so gross. We were doing so well. All right, let's get a play here.
Niners, minus 2.5 at the Seahawks. Jim Zorn.
Okay, great. What's coming up next on Bet Sweats? I'm sure more fantastic football analysis and picks. College and pro game. That means we bring in our good friend Joe Ostrowski. Joe, oh, good morning. He was there. We're like, this is like the second time this has happened this week. People just dip out at the last second. They're like, hey, what's going on? See ya. Gone.
Yeah. We're going to have trust issues after Bet Sweats. Thanks for nothing, guys. Let's see if he comes back. Probably not. It's fine. Like, what would we have asked him about anyway? Like, last night's game? We have plenty of takes for that already. Like, why do you even need to watch Bet Sweats? Just rewatch our show.
Yeah, I'd like to know if Joe has ever spit on anyone. Probably not. Doesn't seem that way. Mm-hmm. I mean, I certainly hope not. I'd like to get his take, though, and hear about it. Once again, not the MVP of the weekend, VMix. You do anything exciting this weekend? I am entertaining the lovely Sheila, Catherine's mother, who got in town last night. We had some wine, had a good time, and then I was like, guys, I gotta go to bed. But tonight's the night we get a little turn here. All of us. It's gonna be a great night.
I was gonna say, isn't that usually the game plan, is that she parties harder than you guys do?
Yes. Pretty much. We get her going, and we're like, what have we done? Sheila, what are you guys doing down there in South Carolina? My God. But that'll be fun. They're going to go out and do some wedding stuff today. I'm going to take a nap, and then we're all going to come together late this afternoon and figure out something to do. So this is my one night, you know. It's football season. We got to lock it in. Lock it in. But
you lock it in.
You lock it in. See? That's going to do it for us.
Hell yeah.
For Chelsea, for Denton, for Double D, and the Donkster. I'm Michael Jenkins. Good luck in your bets. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
You've been listening to the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.